something.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
Hey. All morning.
I know.
How did this happen?
It just, the clock kept on ticking, Ben.
I think it's Village.
Village. Village. We were waiting on Village. And then Village got here and everything got really exciting.
You made our day.
Yeah. Village. I got a New England game I'm going to play later. We're going to test the knowledge of the people in the rooms. I predict, because these two grew up on the East Coast, Bob and Maddie, that they'll do better than you. But you might surprise me. You know some stuff.
I do know some stuff.
I know.
But I think you could be right. I didn't grow up there. I grew up visiting New York City.
Yes.
Or Long Island.
Long Island.
But I didn't ever live there.
We're going to give away some Outside Lands tickets now. These are the single day, pick your day passes for Outside Lands. This hour's code word is memories. M-E-M-O-R-I-E-S. Memories. Take the word memories to RadioAlice.com, enter it in, and you might get to pick your day for Outside Lands. On Saturday, it's Charlie XCX. I think the Strokes are on Saturday. Friday is Charlie XCX, Strokes on Saturday, Rufus Du Sol on Sunday. And there are a million bands playing. There's so much to do. You'll be crawling all over that park August 7th through the 9th. Right now, take the word memories to RadioAlice.com. At 1205, Mason has another code word for you, and it's Jane with another code word at 505. Lots of chances to win. We're doing it all week. This hour's code word is memories. It's all courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. You can call or text us. We tested it this morning. You can call us. 800-400-3697 and email us anytime at our new email address, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com.
If you call,
yes,
you should have something to say, because we found ourselves, yeah, with all the words that we say on a daily basis.
Blah, blah, blah.
There we were on the phone going, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have if you've got a response, rather than text it to us, just call in, put your 2 cents in live on the air.
That's great.
Like, maybe you're a big San Francisco Bay Coffee fan. Well, we'd love to hear about it.
Well, someone did call in and say that they just bought it for their workplace.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And they work at a coffee shop. They came in with San Francisco Bay Coffee. I'm like, now that's... Advertising works, people.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to start with a song that I love. It is a Kink song called Lola.
Oh, okay.
And it's one of those songs that came out in like 1970. It's an old song. How old is that? 56 years. It's old. Yeah, crank this up.
Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola.
I love that bass line too.
Lola, 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 Lola.
Okay, so
the Davies Brothers.
The Davies Brothers, exactly. Yeah.
Who hate each other?
They don't. They're fine. They're not like they're. They're definitely not the
Gallagher's.
The Gallagher brothers.
They have had periods of silence.
They have.
But they seem to be getting along now fine.
Well, and especially right now, it looks like they're united. So there's Day Davies and Ray Davies.
Yeah. And they had a song called Hatred that was kind of a hit in the 90s. I remember playing it a lot. And it was about they hate each other. Yeah.
I love the Kinks. Like,
I love the Kinks.
I will put the Kinks on. I've gone and seen I saw the Pretenders open for the Kinks. That was a show.
You know the song You Really Got Me?
Yes.
You know that.
I do. That was a lot of people think it's a Van Halen song, but
Come
no,
Dancing
is...
was a hit in the 80s. Early 80s.
Yeah.
Celluloid Heroes.
All Day and That's All of the Night.
Oh, yeah. Do it again. Anyway, listen, we're getting off track.
Okay.
This is a story about the song Lola.
The one you're listening
to
now.
The one we're listening to right now. You've probably heard it. It's one of those songs that's just sort of... gets played, everybody is familiar, even Bob is singing along, right? Okay, so when I was a kid, I did not know about gay people. I just didn't. There was nobody was talking about it. It just wasn't on my radar. I certainly did not know that people changed their sexual orientation, or they would be a trans person. I just did not know about it. I lived out in the country, very sheltered life. It wasn't on my radar.
I didn't live in the country, and I still didn't know about it. It wasn't discussed.
It just wasn't discussed.
In families or among people. And I remember being a little boy, and people would call you an F word.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go, oh, that sounds terrible.
I don't want to be that.
Because of the way it was being used.
Yes.
And only later, because we couldn't
Google
every damn thing that we wanted to know. You'd sit there, unbeknownst to you, it's this thing, and it's...
Right.
There's a lot of people who are gay, and that's not the right way to refer to them. But that's the way it was.
Yep, it was. I mean, I actually think it's a welcome change that we discuss this stuff. We talk about it. Mm-hmm. We talk about how everyone's allowed to live their life in the way that they choose to. I think those things are really important. So Moby had some things to say about the song Lola. And he says he can't listen to Lola by the Kinks because he feels that the lyrics are gross and transphobic. And I thought to myself, that is the absolute opposite of how I feel about that. And this is just my opinion.
No, you're correct.
I feel like that was my introduction to, people get to make their own decisions about the way they live their life. And that, I remember asking someone, like, what are they saying about people in this song?
The one line
is,
girls will be boys and boys will be girls.
Yeah, here it is.
The mixed up world.
I never listened to the lyrics that closely to have gotten anything from the song. Mm.
Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world, except for Lola. I left home just a week before, and I'd never ever kissed a woman before, but Lola smiled and took me by the hand. She said, little boy,
let me make you a man.
And he says, I'm not the world's most masculine man. I know what I am. I'm glad I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. And so is Lola. So I asked, we talked about it. Me and my friends, Rue, I don't know. What does it mean? And is it this? And is it that? And then as I got into college and like met my first gay friend, I was like, oh, okay. Well, so this is what it is. So for me, I was like, they were ahead of their time. They were very much out with it. Maybe I'm misconstruing this, but I thought, no, Moby, I think that's wrong. For a lot of us, that was like the first we ever heard of it. So Moby says, I like their early music, but I was really taken aback at how unevolved the lyrics are. Lola describes a romantic encounter in a Soho bar between a young man and a transgender woman. It was written by Ray Davies of the Kinks.
Ray Davies.
You know, I try to say Davies because that is the American pronunciation, but I believe that they say Davis when they... When it's spelled Davies, it's when they say it, it's
I've never
Davis.
Heard that. Okay.
So Dave Davies fired back at Moby. I am highly insulted that Moby would accuse my brother of being unevolved or transphobic in any way. Dave also, he's another member of the Kinks. Dave also shared a message from transgender punk singer Jane County about her positive thoughts on the song and how she thinks it broke down the doors of narrow-mindedness. Dave Davies also said, Moby should be careful what he says. Drag performers, the Coquettes, and their friends used to follow us all around on our tour. We appreciated them. Why is Moby being so rude about this simple song? We're not transphobic. Why does he have to have a go at us?
Yeah, Moby.
Ugh. I'm like, I just kind of want to shake Moby. Like, no, dude, stop it. That's a great song.
Yeah, and the song talks about Lola in a positive light.
Yeah.
And also
and
uses the correct pronouns.
Right? It does.
Right.
He's surprised. It's like, oh.
And
what,
he goes with
what
it.
Am I? And he goes with it. And in the end, they're together.
Yeah. It's a beautiful song.
That's the way that I wanted to stay. And I always wanted to be that way for my Lola.
Well, Moby's not part of the zeitgeist anymore, so he's
Who cares what Moby thinks?
Yeah, yeah, Moby.
Eminem told him nobody's listening to techno no more.
I didn't hear that. I didn't get that memo.
One of his disses.
He's like people do. Anyway,
are you kidding? That's what Bob and Susan do all the time.
What is it? Illenium. Illenium. Thank you. Illerestrum.
It's not techno, but yes, EDM.
EDM feels like.
Hold on. Techno and EDM are different?
EDM is an umbrella term, like rock. And then techno is a very is a more specific genre.
Okay.
The narrowed down genre of it.
All right.
Okay, so there you go. That's, I just thought, huh. And then, because as soon as I read that story, I'm like, I always thought it was sort of like pro that. And I looked at, I read all the lyrics and went, no, I still feel like it's okay. Sorry, Taylor. Ella Langley has officially broken one of your many Billboard records. Ella Langley's Choosin' Texas. It's looking like it's number one again this week on the Billboard Hot 100. And that means that she broke Taylor Swift's very specific record, which was Choosin' Texas, now has the most weeks ever spent at number one on the Hot 100 for a song by a woman that also hit number one on the Hot Country Songs chart.
It's like a sports statistic right there.
Right?
This is the first time that in the fourth quarter, when there's 11 men on the field, that...
It's too much.
I agree. I mean, I get it. Everybody wants to have their accomplishments, but I did feel like that's just so... Who is keeping track of that? But there are stats people out there who are. I'm sure Taylor's all broken up about it. Sneezing and, you know, crying into her $1,000 bills. Do they make those? I don't know. TLC and Salt and Pepper. Push it real good. Push it.
Push it real good.
I thought, well, you said TLC. I thought her name was Spinderella.
That's
TLC and Salt and Pepper, two distinctly different groups.
Oh, okay.
Plus,
right.
Spinderella was part
from
of
the TLC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
No. Salt and Pepper, she was
right.
The
Salt
DJ.
Salt and Pepper is right.
She's
okay.
The DJ.
And TLC is really just TC.
Right, because one of them went to heaven.
Yes.
Right.
They're going on a tour with En Vogue, also on the bill. It's called the It's Iconic Tour, and TLC and Salt and Pepper will be co-headlining. So I don't know if that means that they will switch off night by night. That's what happens a lot of times.
This is so smart. There is going to be an audience for this, and there are going to be a lot of people who want to go out and dance all night long.
Absolutely.
The Salt and Pepper song is absolutely, I didn't love it. Yeah. I didn't love it, but it was a big part of going to Tijuana and partying my ass off. And that was part of that soundtrack.
Yeah.
That and Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. You know,
and En Vogue was great.
Oh my God.
I
love
the Hold On and Free Your Mind.
And the rest will follow. Be colorblind. Don't be so shallow.
Something.
Narrow.
All right. Sounds like 40 years old.
That's a good show. That's a good lineup.
I know. It is a good one. Does En Vogue do What a Man, What a Man, What a
no.
Man?
No.
You know who they need to get? They need Missy Elliott on that tour
as
well.
Yeah, they do. Oh, my God. That'd be great. You miss some of that.
Oh, my God. Room. My wife and her friends, I may never see him again.
They'll just go on tour with them. They'll follow them around.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like 32 cities starting August 5th. Pre-sale tickets go on sale today, and then the general sale is on Thursday. I do not have a list of the dates in front of me, so hopefully we'll get something here.
They should get Queen Latifah on that tour, too. Boy, they're missing. Like this could be an all-day event.
Queen Latifah is busy. Yeah. I keep seeing her acting and stuff.
She's a legit actress. You're right.
By the way, What a Man was Salt and Pepper. Yeah.
With En Vogue?
Nope. Oh, featuring En Vogue. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I thought so. Look at that. Oh, my God. I didn't realize they were together. That works out, though.
Yeah. We'll get to do that together.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so great. Speaking of great things, BTS's new album, Arirang.
Is the biggest selling album in the history of albums.
Breaks multiple Spotify records following its release.
Of course it does.
It got here, I think it was last Friday it was released. The Korean supergroup's long-awaited new album. They all had to go serve their time in the army. Each of them, I think, had to do 2 years. Or was it just 1 year? But they at different times, you hit a certain age and you have to go do it. So the band disbanded for a minute. There were some solo albums, I believe, as well during that time. Because, you know, you got to stay busy and everything. But it's off to just a huge start on the streaming platforms. It looks like Spotify announced that their first album in 6 years, Arirang, has become the platform's most streamed album in a single day in 2026 so far. It also set a record as the most streamed K-pop album in Spotify history. So congratulations to them and to everybody who's a K-pop fan. Do you remember, we don't have interns anymore, which is unfortunate because it was so fun. Just having, you know, college kids in. And
it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. We loved it. And so many people who work in radio in San Francisco right now and elsewhere all, you know, started as interns. I started as an intern. There was this one girl, and I think it was like when BTS was first kind of on the scene, like the first I'd ever heard of them. So longer than 6 years ago, like whenever they were big, like we'd start talking about something about K-pop, like it would come up in the news and she would be start squealing and shaking. Like she was so jazzed up by K-pop.
A good friend of mine who usually visited town every summer, one of the spots his daughter wanted to go and they ended up going multiple times. There's a K-pop store here in the Bay Area, here in San Francisco. They sell records and I think fashion and all these things that are K-pop centric. And he took her multiple times when they would visit to the store to buy different stuff. I don't know if Bob's going to be able to find it, but there's a K-pop store here in town.
Looks like it's in the Sunset District, pretty south near Inner Park Side.
There you go.
Well, if you're a giant K-pop fan,
it's not
now
that
you
far.
Know.
Right.
It's not. Somewhere in San Francisco, some kids' dreams are coming true today at the K-pop store. What's the name of it?
Sarang Hello.
Oh, Sarang Hello. Shalom Hello. Sorry, that's a callback to like 5 years ago.
Very obscure.
Lindsay Lohan. It doesn't matter. I still like it. Still doing it. Can't stop me. Also, congratulations, Ariana Grande. Eternal Sunshine has been certified double platinum on the 2-year anniversary of the album. And so, boy, the hits just keep coming for her. Is that the one with, yes, and We Can't Be Friends. We play We Can't Be Friends all the time. We can't be friends. We Can't Be Friends has gone quadruple platinum. So as singles and, Yes And went double platinum. So there you go. Ariana Grande continues to be so successful. I guess I have time for this.
Okay.
Rock stars whose solo careers flopped. They left the band. You can make some guesses on this. There's some big ones.
Well,
they were like, I'm going out on my own. I don't need this band.
They're not going to say David Lee Roth flopped.
They are not saying that he flopped. He sold some records.
He had two huge records before the downward
spiral. Skyscraper. And was Tobacco Road the name of the other one?
I don't. Eat 'em and Smile.
Eat 'em and Smile, right.
This is the name of it. Okay. Singers that left popular rock bands
left the
only
band.
To fail. Well, Phil Collins doesn't count because
No, he did kill it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The one that popped into my mind right off the bat, I don't want to steal it from you in Village. You got to guess. Freddie Mercury. And the only reason I know that he did a solo album is because it was in that Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen biopic.
I saw that movie and don't remember the part you're talking about.
Oh, it was quite a large part.
The solo album.
He left the band and because everyone around him was like, you don't need that band.
Oh.
You're amazing.
I didn't know that.
They also list Gene Simmons on here. You know, I will say, though, that all the Kiss guys
did solo albums.
I think Ace Frehley was the only one who really...
His was the number one of all four.
Well, what about
and
Peter
then
Criss
he went
with Beth?
No, but I'm saying all four of them did a solo album.
Yeah.
So they all had solo albums. But the only one who really had solo success not in the band was Frehley's Comet.
Right. Well, and...
Frehley's
and,
Comet.
But of those four solo albums, his sold the best. And... Beth was on Destroyer, not on his solo album.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
I'm a Kiss guy. I grew up Kiss.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love Beth. But I heard it on Glee. That's why I know it.
So. And going full circle, Village, you introduced Sarah to John's band, Cross Dagger, where she fell in love with Whitey. Mm. But in that moment, the first time she went and saw them play, she sat down at the piano after they practiced and started doing Beth, and the band jumped in, right?
Is this I think the story Village was there.
Yeah, this is the story you told this morning.
Do you remember that, Village? Is that true?
I'm sure I was drunk.
We all were. It's true. Yeah, this guy I'm roofing with, he's got a band. You want to go?
Danny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler, also apparently tried to do a solo album.
Oh.
I remember when, like, he kind of was doing solo albums, because even if he called it Aerosmith, because everybody else had left the band. Tommy Lee apparently tried to do a solo album. Debbie Harry also tried to. I don't remember anything off of that. Vince Neil, Courtney Love, which I feel like, because Hole was Courtney Love to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I guess she just, kicked the band out, and why not just keep calling it Hole? I don't know. Who's the singer for the Smashing Pumpkins?
Billy Corgan.
He also did some solo stuff that I was like, he didn't make the list. Scott Stapp's on here.
Okay. Oh, right.
Which band is he in?
Creed.
Boy George is on this list, and Noel Gallagher is on this list. So there you go. Rock stars whose solo careers flopped. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have a lot of stuff for you, including what happens to unsold Girl Scout cookies after these. All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
You can't. You'll have to wait. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, fully caffeinated by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Our battle of the generations continues. Scott Budman is back tomorrow to defend his crown for Gen X. It's Bridge the Gap tomorrow at 8 a.m.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bob's Movie Club. 6 a.m. Thursday, April 2nd. Join the Sarah and Vinny show for Bob's Movie Club. This so time exciting. Around, the movie is in theaters. Project Hail Mary, starring Ryan Gosling. Go to your local movie theater and be ready to tell us what you think of Project Hail Mary on Bob's Movie Club, Thursday, April 2nd at 6 a.m. Mm. Excited?
Have you booked your tickets yet to see it?
I'm going to go see it this coming weekend.
Oh, you are?
Well,
it's exciting.
I'm going to have to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to see it on IMAX. It's really worth it.
Are you going
to
take Isla?
She's old enough and it's not.
Yeah. There's nothing bad.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. I know I'm going to see it. The end. Mm. That's all I know.
I think they purposely made one of the characters cute in an effort to appease children.
Really?
I think maybe.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm. Maybe.
Mm. We do have a couple guests this morning. Yes. My friend Village is here. Village, welcome. And my husband John is here. We're going to actually we'll have a little New England quiz coming up.
This should be fun.
All these New Englanders thinking they know everything. They never shut up about it.
Sunny and high in the 80s today. Downtown San Francisco is just perfect. It's beautiful out.
Mm.
Also, I need to remind you that opening day is tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. for the Giants versus Yankees on Netflix.
And only on Netflix.
So there'll be some traffic issues, and that's why, I mean, I want you to watch the game as well, but traffic.
Yeah.
It's real and it's a thing.
Plan for it.
There'll be extra tomorrow for your drive home or for your get out or get into town. It'll mm-hmm. be a thing. Okay. I found a story a second ago that I want to do before I do the Girl Scouts because this is just funny and fun and stupid and I can't believe it, but maybe it's not stupid. Maybe I'm jaded.
Okay.
This is a long distance kissing machine from a Beijing startup that turns long distance relationship into something that you can actually feel. It's called a Mua. It uses soft silicone lips with motion sensors to copy, send, and replay real kisses through an app. You actually connect your phone to the kiss. I'm going to show you the machine here.
Because you kiss the phone?
They're silicone lips that are mimicking the lip movements of the person who's kissing you so that you can make out with each other virtually from your separate locations, whether it's travel related or just you live in different places.
Will it accept tongue?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Like, it's not really.
It doesn't have a tongue,
right?
But you might be able to cram yours in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, because it looks like a mini fleshlight, is what it looks like to me.
So they say it even adds the sound and gentle warmth of your partner and can replay real kisses through an app, through this.
Oh, so you
device.
Can save a kiss too. Like, oh, I loved that one kiss that you did.
It doesn't say that, but I don't know why that
why
wouldn't
not?
Be available.
I want that kiss from December 4th. That was a good kiss.
The device. Okay, so this is a device. You saw it. It kind of looks like a toilet.
I was thinking the same thing. It's got like this sort of back on it that you clip onto your phone, and then there's sort of this, you know, kind of mouth coming out at you. It's like a weird toilet. It's like a toilet for an alien.
Well, just shape-wise, it's got that sort of big back and then the front where the bowl
protrusion.
Would be, except instead of a bowl, it's lips, silicone lips that you'll be kissing. You are on a, what do they call that, FaceTime call, so you're looking at each. He can look at his camera or his phone while kissing.
Close your eyes when you kiss him. Please don't.
I prefer closed eyes myself.
Don't be staring at the
that
camera.
That is troubling when you open your eye for a second and someone's just staring at you. What are you doing?
You never forget that either.
I know.
So weird.
Well, it's jarring, you know.
Please, be in the moment. And stop looking at my close-up face.
I'm just going to keep my eyes squeezed closed the whole time. I don't even want to know.
This device, the long-distance kissing machine, sold out 3,000 in minutes.
Oh.
There are orders for 20,000 on back order. So they're quickly building these things in order to get the long-distance kissing machine, which works with an app, so that you can make out with your person. Are you into that, Bob?
It doesn't surprise me that it exists, and I don't want to yuck anyone's yums. If it works for you, cool, but it gives me the creepos.
It's super creepy looking, and when you look at the picture of the young man with the pink device with the lips on the end, and he is closing his eyes, but he's kissing it, I don't know how you don't say, this is absurd.
I like it.
And
no, he doesn't.
He doesn't like
and
it.
And I
don't
feel
listen to
like
him.
An
don't,
idiot.
It's silly. And also,
I mean,
do I need to carry around alcohol wipes with me too? Like, that thing is going to be nasty.
Well,
like, it's going to fall.
You know,
it like lands on the ground. You brush it off.
I don't think you borrow
kiss
those.
It better.
You don't share it.
I don't know.
I mean, you know what, like, okay, yeah, you're going to kiss first, and then you know exactly what's happening with that thing.
I don't.
Well, it seems pretty small.
It doesn't have any depth, if that's what you're getting at. There is
But still, there. You know, maybe the next version.
Why is his mic not working?
You need to turn his volume
up. His volume is up. It's all the way up.
Try again.
Are all the buttons
testing.
Pressed?
It's on. It's up. Try that. Hello. No, it's totally not.
This one's on.
That's the one I just turned on over here to see if that was it.
Were you silent or were you silenced, John?
He was not silenced. I don't understand this. Why did it's assigned to the right thing? Blah, 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 blah.
I still remember when I was in high school, I was kissing this boy from time to time, and I heard a rumor that he kept his eyes open while you were kissing. So one day while we were kissing, I peeked open to see, and lo and behold, Peter Keefe's eyes staring right at me.
Yeah, I don't like
Peter
it.
Peter Keefe.
I didn't like it at one bit.
Look, it even looks like it's getting his audio, but it's not coming out over the air.
I think we're going to have to put a zero on the board for this one,
yeah.
Sarah.
It's time
to. This is not my fault.
I didn't say it was your fault,
you
but it doesn't matter.
It's not your fault.
It's time to write a ticket.
It's nobody's fault, but the whiteboard of how many days since mistakes.
It says mistake, though. This isn't a mistake.
It's obviously a mistake.
It's not a mistake.
Okay. It's time for us to do this because I've got a bunch of stories, but we need to do our New England quiz.
Do the Girl Scout one real quick.
Yeah.
I was dying to hear
Girl Scout cookie season is winding down, and they say, yes, it's surprising that there would ever be any left over.
Yeah.
But occasionally there are. Some, they say, here's what happens when they have leftover boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Some transfer them in between troops, so they can continue to sell after the season with troops overseas. And they say if they can't sell them, then they're allowed to eat them. Girl Scouts are also...
Oh, I couldn't sell them. Oh,
yeah. Well. I was already thinking, I'm like, you know, I'm hiding a couple of boxes under my bed.
Yeah. For Oops, sure. I sold these ones, but I couldn't sell the rest. You can pull
it,
that over.
It looks like Girl Scouts are encouraged to work with local food pantries and charities so leftover cookies can be shared with people in need. So if it's the possible that there's leftover cookies, they are donated and eaten.
They now do, you know, all get eaten.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Someone, somewhere will eat that cookie.
Right.
All right. It's now time to play a game. Have you ever been talking to someone from New England and they just won't shut up about how great New England is, even though they haven't lived there in over 30 years, it's still home?
That's always the weird part.
Well, today we're going to find out who knows the most about New England. Will it be Vinny? Maybe, maybe not. John, can I hear if you're there?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, finally.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let the three people that I work with on this show, Vinny, Maddie, and Bobby, all answer first. And then the New Englanders are going to get to chime in because I don't want you giving anything
smart away.
Smart.
Very smart.
Super smart, right? I'm wicked smart. All right. How many states are there in New England, Maddie?
Five.
Bob, how many states in New England?
Seven.
Vinny, how many in New
Six.
England?
Six.
John, how many states are there in New England?
Six.
What do you think, Village?
Six.
Six is the correct answer. Vinny, you're on the... You got it.
Good job.
Good job.
In my face.
All right.
Vinny's so smart.
Which of these is not a New England state? Vermont, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. Vinny.
Pennsylvania.
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 Yeah, that's a, they're all like correct. Too easy.
Way too easy. Yeah, way too easy.
Well, listen, they can't all be, you know, super hard. It would have been really funny if one of you got that wrong, though. Which state are the White Mountains in? Bob. Which state are the White Mountains in?
Massachusetts.
Vinny.
Vermont.
Maddie?
I'll say Vermont.
John?
New Hampshire.
Village and John get a point on that.
Dang
one.
Dang it.
New Hampshire.
I'd never heard of them. That was a guess for
the
me.
The Green Mountains are in.
Oh, okay.
I should have asked that question too. Does New Hampshire have a coastline on the Atlantic Ocean? Just a yes or no. Maddie?
No.
Bob?
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is the correct answer. Oh. It's 18 miles of coastline squeezed between Massachusetts and Maine.
Oh, you sneaky rat.
Which New England state is the largest by area? Vinny.
Maine.
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 Maine is the correct answer. Which New England state has no coastline at all? Bob, you're first.
Vermont?
What do you think, Vinny?
Vermont.
Yeah, I'll go Vermont.
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 Okay.
Everyone's nodding. Which state is known as the Ocean State? Maddie, you're first. Which one of the New England states is known as the Ocean State?
Maine?
Bob?
The Ocean State.
The Ocean State.
I've never heard that before. Rhode Island.
I haven't heard that term either, but I'll say Massachusetts.
Rhode Island.
It is Rhode Island.
It is Rhode Island. You know what? I will say, Maddie, very disappointing, 3 points. Bob and Vinny, though, got four. I mean, some were gimmies, but perfect sevens for John and Village.
Well, they, you know.
That's it. I'm going to buy you guys a sandwich. That's what you win.
John and Village are on the show.
John and Village
are on the show.
John and Village.
Can you play John's best song?
Oh, the file's corrupted.
Yeah. There's something wrong with it. It's what? Corrupted.
Are
it's
you?
It's corrupted.
It's so crazy.
Are you having her back?
It's so good. I don't know what happened to it.
No, it's so
it's
sad.
Broke.
You
That's
Make
so
It
sad.
Not Fun is one of the best songs ever written.
I'm telling you, it's broke.
I have copies.
Oh, great.
Wait a minute. I don't think it's broken because I have it right.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun.
You try.
I get all excited and you make it not fun.
So well done, John. So well done.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. We have your chance to win. Choose your day passes at Outside Lands, 1205 and 505 Mason and Jane have got you covered. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, it's Bridge the Gap. We're all very excited about that, the Battle of the Generations. We're off to go get some lunch. Village, thanks for being on today. John, thanks for taking the bus in today. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.